ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case. I'm your host, and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to have an amazing adventure. I have Ken D. Foster with me today, and I'll tell you a lot about him in just a minute. But he is the man about courage, and our show, The Conundrum of Courage, I think is going to be a very interesting topic. A little backstory in this process. So when I bring a guest co-host on, I always share the topic with them so that we can talk about and kind of come together on the topic that we're going to talk about. So they have some chance to kind of, you know, bring it into their own consciousness. And fortunately for this topic, it's Ken's whole platform. So when I went into my own meditative process about this, and where the conundrum came from was that I got kind of lost in this whole what is courage thing? What is this? I couldn't think of a time in my life that I'd ever assigned that attribute to myself. I never recalled a place in my life that I said, I'm a courageous guy. And then I realized that I couldn't remember anyone who's ever said that in my world. I've heard it as a reference point to someone else, but I've never heard it referenced directly. So I thought that was really kind of curious. And so over the last couple of days, I've spent a little more time because it struck my curiosity, and I ran into the same kind of wall, as it were, or confusion, or I don't know if the confusion, but the desire for more clarity about what this courage thing is all about. So I'm really excited to have this conversation. And as I told Ken, I have no idea where we're going with this because I really don't know what's on the other side of this kind of confusion I have about it, or this wall that sits there as I talk about it. So I'm excited to get to talk to Ken about this, and we're going to do that in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to take a quick moment. We're going to talk about my book, and then we're going to meet Ken. So we'll be right back right after this. All righty, my book, The Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. Have you thought about your relationship with fear? Do you think about it in any way other than the experience of fear? This book, Fear is a Choice, is all about understanding your relationship with fear, because your relationship with fear isn't just about you. It's about you in relation to everything else that's on this planet and everything else that's in this world that you have come into. Fear is a Choice chronicles the evolution of fear in the human experience, in that we understand that fear is not inherent, meaning we don't come in afraid. We don't be born afraid. We are born of the divine essence, and that's how we show up here. Fear is something, I believe, that's been trained. Fear is something that we learn over the course of our lives, but it starts really early, because as a growing fetus in the body, as you grow and as you experience what your host, your mom, is experiencing, you are beginning to be entrained into this idea of fear, even though you may not know what the words are. So fear is a choice takes you through that, but also helps you to understand how fear has evolved in your own experience, in part because you're going to be able to associate it directly with your experience. And then it goes into showing how we change that relationship, because what I know is when you change your relationship with fear, it changes everything. And so I encourage you, www.adventuresintruth.com. You can find my book there, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, the other one that I can't remember at this minute, but anyway, So www.adventuresintruth.com. Check it out. I think you'll find it to be quite powerful. And it's also a great gift. So do check it out. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to get to meet Ken. We'll be right back after this. All right, we are back, and I'm going to take a minute here to introduce Ken. For those of you who haven't met Ken, Ken D. Foster is a keynote speaker, business strategist, best-selling author, and he's the host of the Voices of Courage talk show. And that's syndicated in over 162 countries. I have the pleasure of working with Ken once a week on his show, and he is a change maker who pushes the envelope and challenges people to think differently, to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. He specializes in working with people who are committed to leveling up their lives, maximizing their highest potential, and contributing to making the world a better place. His new book, The Courage to Change Everything, here you go, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdoms to Awaken Your Inner Genius, features 365 daily lessons that instill the wisdom and wealth principles deeply into your consciousness so that you will meet so that you will meet the challenge, change, and opportunity with courage. And with that, I am going to welcome Ken D. Foster to the show. Hi, Ken. Welcome
to
the show.
Hey, James. It's so good to see you today. I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
Me too. I'm glad that you're willing to have it because, like I said, I'm really not sure where it's going. This idea of courage has me flummoxed. I would love for you to start us off with how do you define courage? What is it that you see is courage? And we'll go from there.
Well, there's a classic definition of courage. If you look it up in the dictionary, it says it comes from the Latin word cur, which means to speak one's heart. And I think it's a lot more than that. Courage, I heard you say earlier, you know, in the broadcast, you were, you know, talking about nobody really talks about courage. Well, that's pretty true. And so when we define it, you know, it's a little difficult to define. So I define it as a quality of the of our higher minds. And it's the reason we don't talk about it much is because most people are not living in their highest states of consciousness. They're living in their lower sense states. So we're not really talking about being courageous or even walking a courageous path, or what does it even mean to be courageous? And so it really, I think we have to start with courage is an energy form. It's a way, it's a vibration, it's an energy, it's a place of taking your self into higher states of consciousness. Interesting, right? Yeah. So if I were to ask somebody, Jim, if you were courageous, I'd ask somebody to think about something that they're a little afraid of. And then I'd say, well, if you were courageous, what would you do? That almost instantly shifts them into this other state that we can't feel, taste, touch, smell, or sense, but it's there. And it's as real as you and me seeing each other right now.
That's awesome. And what I love about what you've described is that you describe courage as a state rather than an attribute, which in and of itself begins to change my perspective of what that means. Because as I said earlier, and you referenced, I was saying, you know, I couldn't remember anywhere in my life that I ever called myself courageous or ever heard anyone else call themselves courageous. But I could say I'm a good looking guy. I have blue eyes. I can say, you know, I can use attributes, but that's not if it's a state, that's a whole different thing.
You know, it's interesting. I remember I went and lived in Hawaii for a while. And I thought Hawaii was a physical landmass where you'd go, and you know there was Hawaiians and what have you. But again, the Howleys, they call us, right? The white guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of them come over there and they don't get what Hawaii is. And Hawaii is the same thing. It's a state of mind.
It's
just as courage is a state of mind. Now, when you step into Hawaiian, into that state of being Hawaiian or in Hawaii, which is almost a state of nirvana, it's a very high state of consciousness, your perceptions actually change. And I'll say the same thing with courage. When you step into that, you see things that you've never seen before. You experience things you've never experienced before. And it's very subtle. So you have to kind of be aware if you're gonna step in and start playing from that level.
I love that. Yeah, it's so funny that you picked Hawaii because I was in Maui last year for 2 weeks, and I was there. I had been there before the previous year, and it wasn't until the last trip that I got that. I used to not be able to like the islands because I didn't like how they felt, and that was all of that consciousness of tourism that sits on the surface. But when you go upland, when you go into the with the people that live there and begin to experience it, it's a different deal. So not to derail, but I love that you use that parallel.
Well, I don't want to derail either, but I will say this. You have to get still to start to experience higher states of consciousness, including courage.
You do.
Isolation is the price of greatness, said the great master Leonardo da Vinci.
And that message has been coming on a lot. So we're going to take a quick break right now, Ken, and I'm going to do a quick meditation and focusing us, because I think this is going to continue to be a powerful conversation. And on the other side, we'll continue with the definition, but we're going to dive a little more deeply into this state of courage. So bear with me, and I'll bring you back in just a few. All right, guys, we're going to take a moment to dive in here. So I like to do this segment with the show because I like to put my money where my mouth is. I encourage you to have a daily practice. I encourage you to find moments to tap into your breath and to get into that center and to be in your own experience in a very powerful way. And I also like to help universally. I like to focus our energies. Anybody and everybody who's listening who can dial into this topic, I believe that when we all focus here at the same time, we create an energy field that uplifts the topic and helps us to go places that we may not have gone without that energy. And my mission always is to find the perspectives and the expanded viewpoint of these things so that we can apply them in our lives and understand why they're there. So we're going to start, have you close your eyes wherever you are. Of course, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but close your eyes, get comfortable where you are, connect with your body in this moment. And just let your breath flow naturally. Become aware of your breath. But at the same time, I want you to become aware of your energy field. I want you to become aware of those things that you attend to right now. I want you to become aware of all the ways that your energy is absorbed in all kinds of things outside of your field. Notice the attention that is drawn out of you, out of your energy. Maybe it's work, whether it's relationship, maybe it's a dog barking, maybe it's a car driving by, a horn honking. Questions about health. You know, we're in an interesting time with lots of questions and a lot of things pulling our energy in various directions. I just want you to become aware of how many directions your energy is being pulled in this moment. And as you become aware of it, I don't want you to judge it. I want you to assess it. I just want you to observe it. And now focusing your intention into your heart, into the inside of your being, I want you to consciously remove all of your energy from the outside stimulation. I want you to remove all of your energy from all of those external focuses and direct all of that energy into your heart, into your physical body. I want you to experience the inside of you right now. It's simply a command, pulling your energy into your space, and feel that experience of what it feels like when you bring your energy close to you and into you. Feel how relaxing and deeply settling it is. And begin to allow your consciousness to explore inside your body. Feel around in the inside of your head, behind your eyes, in your mouth, in your brain. Feeling that consciousness as it comes down through your neck and into your shoulders. Feel the inside of you. What does it feel like? How does it feel? just be aware. If something feels uncomfortable, just focus a little breath in that direction. Focus your breath and focus your attention in that moment and just expand that space and let the energy dissipate. Let that continuing flow of awareness move down through all of the internal organs, down in through your pelvic cradle, down through the legs and the arms, down past the knees and elbows. Let's let the consciousness fill you and only you. And the next step of this process is now we're going to introduce breath. Breath is the foundation of everything in our experience. Breath is life force. Breath is chi, prana, all of the things that animate this body. And when we learn to manage breath, we learn to expand consciousness. We learn to become more conscious because as we use breath, as we understand breath, we're able to stand more completely in who we are. So we're going to do a quick breath process. We're going to inhale to a count of four, filling completely. At the top, you're going to rest for just a second, and then you're going to purge all of that air out through the mouth to a count of four, to a count of six. And then at the bottom, you're going to rest in the emptiness for a moment because the fullness and the emptiness are equal in their impact and their power. And then we will continue that on again. So now focusing all of that awareness that you've just brought together into yourself, focusing all into the heart space and into the breath, bring all of your awareness to your breath as you inhale, two, three, four, resting and holding, relaxing the shoulders as you hold for just a moment. And now you're going to purge to a count of six, releasing all of that air, two, three, four, five, six, and resting for a moment in that emptiness, just for a moment. As you engage the lungs again, inhaling, filling completely in two, three, four, feeling full, relaxing in that fullness as you release the breath again, two, three, four, five, six, as you rest at the bottom. Feeling the void completely, feeling into it, engaging again as you inhale, two, three, four, holding at the top and resting, and release and purge, two, releasing all that old energy and air, four, five, six, and I want you to continue that rhythm on your own for a few cycles, continuing to inhale, feeling the air expand 360 degrees in your body. Feel it open everything up as you reach the top. And then completely relaxing as you allow that amazing energy to fill every cell of your body. And then releasing as you purge all of that old energy and air. That's why we count to six. Releasing to the deepest parts of the lungs, letting it all go. And then resting in that powerful presence of emptiness. Continue that cycle a couple more times. Let yourself feel completely into it as you follow my voice. And now I want you to let these words just wash over you. Just let them move through you, feel through them. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. And just focusing all that awareness into that breath that's coursing through this physical body. Feel your presence, feel your power, feel all of your awareness. And on the next exhale, allow the command for your energy to just release your energy again. Let it move out into the world again. Let it move out. Let it expand. And just be in this space of now with Ken and I as we continue this conversation. I'm going to bring Ken back in. And we're going to carry on, talk more about this powerful conversation of courage. Welcome back, Ken. So, courage as a state. So where I was led originally in this thought process as I was thinking as a trait, I'm thinking, so is courage an inside job or is this something that comes from outside of us? Because usually it's one of those things that somebody says, wow, he was such a courageous dude. He did X, Y, and Z, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And as I listened to you talk about it at the beginning, I went, oh, wait, suddenly it's become an inside job. Whoops, Ken, I lost your vote. I don't have you.
Oh, it can be acknowledged from the outside, but as far as where courage comes from, it's definitely an inside. And, you know, your meditation, you know, you talked about going deep into the consciousness of God. And listen, courage is one of the traits that come from the divine. It's a divine trait. So a lot of people are disconnected from their soul. They're disconnected from the spirit. Doesn't mean they don't have a soul or they don't, they don't have a spirit, but they're disconnected. So they're not feeling courageous states. In fact, there's a fellow that wrote a book out of Sedona, and it was called Power Versus Force. It was written about 20 years ago. And the author's name is slipping my mind right now, but it'll come to me. And he measured consciousness. He measured the states of consciousness from bliss down to the lower states of fear and terror and worry and concern. What he found was that most of society lives at the level of fear. But the next level up is courage. So when you can move out of fear, and I mean fear of anything, okay, you know, so many people are right now worried about pandemics and germs and phobias and whatever they got going, you know, they're just worried about it. And, you know, so that's a level of fear, and a lot of society lives at that level. Well, when we step into that next state, fear and courage can't live in the same state. They just don't. And so when you're in a different state of consciousness, all of a sudden, you're feeling different. You experience life in a different way. And it's my wife and I would tell us, James, you know, Ken, we live in a bubble. You know, we see the outer world and things and people are suffering and going through lots of stuff. Doesn't mean we don't go through stuff, but right. We don't suffer through anything. We just go through it.
Yes.
Right? So it's a different way of living.
It is. And I would concur with that because I think about, you were talking about the pandemic and I think about that. I was having a conversation with a friend earlier today and saying, you know, there is a difference between being afraid of the pandemic and being aware of the pandemic. And being aware of it means you make choices based on your own experience, based on what you're dealing with and taking in the information and the things that that you're learning to make educated choices. And those choices don't have to be based in fear. They can simply be based in rational choices of looking at what's going on. But the thing that and just to carry this further, so I only say that just because I was thinking in terms of how you, as we talk about courage as a state, I was seeing in my head as you were talking, this kind of idea of, oh, changing the state into courage is actually calling on source, or calling on our souls, or calling on God, whatever version of that you choose, calling on the universe, but choosing in any moment when the earthly experience feels overwhelming to flip the switch, to expand the field, to grow our energy to a new place that says, I need a little bump here. I need a little lift to walk through this right now. I don't know if
courage is such a great place to go. I mean, if you're in fear, if you're in fear, you're probably not going to go to bliss instantly. You're just not going to that. There's some steps here, and courage is that step. So it's like I said, you know, you think about, well, you know, if I was courageous right now, what could I do to let go of some of my fears? Or if I was courageous, what are the next three steps I could take today to alleviate the challenges that are showing up for me? And, you know, if I'm worried about my health, or I'm worrying about the virus, if I'm worrying about, well, if I was courageous, how would I approach it differently? It's you can shift it that quick. It's not something that we have to dwell on for days or think about. Everybody has courage inside of them, but yeah. Most people have what I call undeveloped courage. And it's just courage is in that same state where wisdom comes from, right? Where intuition comes from. Those states exist in everybody, but unless you can allow yourself to move into those states, you're not going to experience it. And listen, I'll tell you this. Courage is a place for some of you in where you go into the unknown. It's just yeah. unknown. Like you're like, I don't even know what courage is. That's okay. That's a great starting place.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. I don't, you know, so if you don't know what it is for you, I'm talking mm-hmm. about for you, not what I'm saying, not my words about defining what it is for me or for yes. The world, but what is it for you? How do you apply it in your life? And how would your life be differently if you stepped into higher states of consciousness, courage being the first step into that? What would your life be like? Would it be a little different? I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess.
I was thinking part of the contemplation that I was going through about this was thinking about some of the major experiences I've had in my life. I mean, major experience, like life-threatening. I had anal cancer in 2009. I had an HIV diagnosis. I had a parasite that ate the inside of my body for a while, and I lost 65 pounds or 60 pounds. And nearly died from that. And as I reflect on all of those, leaving home when I was 16, moving to New York, moving to Arizona, big, huge changes that I took place in my life. And that's why I got into this confusion because I looked at all of that and I thought, God, I never at one point thought, Jim, you're a courageous guy. You just should. But what I did do based on what you're saying is that I stepped into every moment of those experiences. I showed up. I engaged the moment. Did I have messiness? Of course I had messiness. Did I have craziness? Of course I had craziness. But I guess where this is leading me is even in that, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who are listening who go, I don't know what that means. What would courage do? Okay, what would courage do? So maybe we can bring it down to some experiences or situations where we could draw the, like for me, I went, you know, when I was diagnosed with cancer, it was a banner year, 2009. I was working I was living in Arizona. I was working in California and Nevada. And in February of that year, I ended a 24-year marriage. And 3 weeks later was diagnosed with cancer and went into treatment for 3 months, came out of that treatment, lost my job. I was fired the day I went back to work. 2 months later, I lost my house. 2 months after that, I was diagnosed again. So it was this repetitive, you know, this kind of wild year of deconstruction. And so for those of you listening, the trick of it is not in, you don't have to be something else. The call for courage is not about being somebody else other than maybe the expanded part of you if you haven't been introduced to that, or to the greater part of you if you haven't been introduced to that, as Ken was referencing earlier. But there's no sense of, there's no sense of, okay, I'm going to, I got this. You know, I mean, maybe you do have that a little bit for a lot of people doing the self-talk and getting it going, but that's not courage necessarily. So as you go through those events, you know, if I take the specific event of being diagnosed with cancer was a banner moment. I mean, I still remember clearly sitting in the parking lot of the doctor's office, having a moment, knowing I needed to call my mom at that moment. At the same time, tears running down my face and confusion going, that word, why is that word in my reality? Why is this word here? You know, what's the deal? And then immediately following that, having this epiphany, this moment of realization of what I had personally done with my energy in the previous 4 or 5 years in the context of my marriage that wasn't healthy for either of us. And it went from a relationship that was very powerful to a relationship that was powerfully negative. And so there were years of negative creation going on there. And for me in that moment, I went, oh my gosh, I spent 5 years adding to this pile of nonsense. Now at least I comprehend for myself where I'm at. Now I need to step in and take the steps to go where I'm going to go from here. Yeah.
Well, you know, I commend those courageous actions it took to leave a marriage of 24 years when it didn't work for either party. Being able to go through the challenges in the hospital and the diagnosis, and those are all courageous acts. And yet we don't acknowledge that they're courageous acts. Now, courage, a lot of times in the moment, you're feeling something. You're feeling like, well, you know, I think I should go do that. And you look back and, you know, anybody looking at you goes, you know, that was really courageous of what you did.
Yeah.
But now why is that society doesn't acknowledge that? Well, we're really not taught about courage. And we're also kind of taught, well, if we are, you know, we're also not taught to really acknowledge our different states, especially as guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we're taught to, you know, well, you know, just do it anyway. Whatever you feel, who cares? Just move forward and handle it. And when you start to let that old model go and you start to say, well, you know, I want to acknowledge where I am in the moment, and realize that it's so much easier to live in a courageous state. You know, I'm really here for this moment to bring awareness to courage, mm-hmm. that courage lives within us. And I will say this, when I was young, I was courageous. And I was a risk taker, right? Mm-hmm. All the people in the neighborhood go, this kid's so courageous, he'll do anything. But courage without wisdom is a problem.
Mm.
Okay? So we do have to bring courage in with our discernment and with our wisdom so that we can actually make good choices as we start to bring our courage in. And so first of all, you got to be familiar with courage, realize that it is a state that lives within me. I have it, and it can actually change how I show up. And second of all, you might, you know, ask yourself, you know, if you're going to make a choice, right, you're going to make a courageous choice, mm-hmm. ask yourself, does that choice feel light or heavy? Does it feel like, oh, I don't know, you know? If it feels heavy, most of the time you want to wait, you know, yeah. I have an old saying my wife taught me years ago, when in doubt, don't. We say that all the time, when in doubt, don't. Just, it doesn't mean we won't do it. It exactly. just means we're going to wait till the timing is right. And sometimes that takes courage because we want to get it done. We want to do something right now, but it takes courage to step back, relax, allow it to be what it's going to be. So maybe there's a piece there for you. I think for the audience, James, that it would be wise to maybe get a pen and paper out, mm-hmm. and go back, just go back a year if you like, or maybe go back a few more years, but write out the areas that you were courageous. Why would we do that? Well, courage has a lot to do with our self-esteem, with our self-worth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't acknowledge who we are. You know, we're taught not to do that, mm-hmm. right? Oh, that's ego. No, it's not ego when you're realizing and acknowledging the truth. That takes courage to do. It takes courage also to acknowledge what's not working in your life. You know, it takes courage to know, wow, gee, I'm addicted to something, or I've got the wrong relationship. Or my business is not, this isn't what I want to do. Or I'm an artist and I want to do art instead of do numbers.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm gay and I want to come out and talk about it to the world. I mean, it takes courage to do those acts. And it takes courage to be you. That's what I'm trying to say. To bring out the best of you.
Yes. You said something earlier, and we're going to go to break right after this. We're going to go to break, going to do a book commercial, and then you're going to have a chance to talk to the audience here and share with them the cool things that you have going on, because you've got a ton going on. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what struck me is, we're talking about younger, because I know for myself as a young person, I don't know that I would have identified what I did as courage as much as it was ego and arrogance. And where is the line there? Because you talk about courage really comes and works with wisdom. So I want to kind of play in this area a little bit, not because I think that ego and courage are inexorably linked. I'm thinking about where it transitions from. Is it really courage as a young person, or is it just ego that is in just has this desire to get out and explore? And then as we get older, it's tamed into this, oh, I need to call on more of myself instead of battling our way through. Anyway, I'm getting farther along than I wanted to. We'll talk about it after the break. We'll be right back after this as I push my buttons. I do love that little bumper that Lauren made. I think it's just amazing. I love that.
I know. I fall in love with the ones he's done for me too on my show. He's really done an amazing job with those.
Good stuff. All right. I am going to turn this over to Ken for a minute here. He's going to tell you all about all the great things he has going on, and we'll be back. And here comes Ken. Here you go, Ken.
All righty. Well, you know, I'd like to follow up with what you had just said, Jim, you know, ego versus courage. So courage has a selfless aspect to it. It has a sense of us connecting with others in a selfless way. And I want to tell all of you about some amazing selfless things that are coming up for you to participate in. So I have on January 16th a summit. And I'm bringing in some of the celebrities from around the world. These are individuals that you would know that are going to be sharing their wisdom, their courage, their strength, their hope with you so that you can start out 2021 with to make it a year like never before. We're talking about some names that I think you will be surprised to hear. You'll be able to see them all, by the way, if you go to my website, courage2change.us. Anyway, the summit's from 9 to 12 on that day, and we're going to have breakout rooms where you're going to be able to actually network, connect with, and talk with the movie stars, the NFL players, the new thought leaders of our time. So you won't want to miss that. So you go to courage2change.us. The registration page will be up soon. You can, your ticket is the book, The Courage to Change Everything. And let's see if I have a copy of that right here, just so you know what that is. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. I wrote that book for you so that you would be able to step into courage in greater ways. And like a lot of artists do that write books, I thought, well, maybe I should read it. So this year I've been reading it, and it's daily guidance every day. And this wisdom, a lot of it doesn't ever, none of it came from me. It comes through me. And I've also, over the last 20 years, collected courageous statements from authors, speakers, trainers, wisdom people that, you know, every time I'd see a courageous message or I feel it, I go, wow, I got to write that down. Well, I did write it down, and they're in a book. And so every day you have a little courage. read a quote from the book, then you read a messages of courage, and then I ask you to take three actions every day. So I've been doing that the whole year, and we're now at the end of the year. And I have to say, that book has changed me, the author. It's like I wrote it, and then I read it, and then I changed. Isn't that interesting? Well, you can do the same. So I hope you'll check it out. Courage to Change Everything. If this is your year, if this is the year that you want to make a difference in your life, when you want to change it energetically and step into the state of courage, I will tell you this, that not only do you change, but everybody seems to change around you. The people, places, the circumstances start to actually move in ways that will help you see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. That's what happens when we step into courage. So I hope you'll get the book. I hope you'll see you at the conference. CourageToChange.us. Again, CourageToChange.us.
That's going to be quite the event, too. I know you've been looking forward to this for a while. So very excited that that's coming. It's going to be very cool. All right. So we go back. Thanks for that, Ken. That was great.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Everybody enjoys that. So we were talking just before the break, looking at this idea. I wanted to talk a little bit about this, and you talked about it for a second there. I'd like you to kind of go back into that again, because I think it was important to clarify specifically what you said there with regard to my question about ego and courage and where those intertwine. And maybe as a younger person, it's not as courageous as it is when you have that wisdom or that ideal.
I think as a younger person, at least I was pretty reckless. And yeah, doesn't mean I didn't have courage. I had courage. Courage was there. But it wasn't combined with wisdom. And I think that's what I was saying earlier. But I will say this. Courage has a selfless state to it. It's not all about me.com. It's about what can I do in the moment to, you know, support, help, develop, grow, change someone, change yourself. You know, it's that type of energy that we just step into. And, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of courage, but I want you to be aware of it. I want you to step into it. I want you to think about, you know, if I was courageous today, what would I do? What would I do differently? You will change. That's what will happen.
I agree. And I like, I'm putting that up there. What would courage do? So they can think about that as we go along here. I like that idea of the focus. Again, as you were talking, it's changing the understanding of, oh, okay, I get it. It is this state shift that takes place, but it is about something greater. It is about what expands us, and what ignites us to expand, which is what connects us to more people and more things in the world and more desire to serve. Because as our energy grows and gets larger, as we become more of all of that we are, it's an organic thing that happens. I would think you would agree. Yeah. That's been my experience in life, is this desire to, whether you call it pay it forward or whether you call it service or whether you call it whatever it is, it's this desire to feel that change in the world.
Well, I think courage creates a wake of inspiration for others to follow. And I think that when we step into that genius that all of us have, that brilliance, it's funny. I would consider Albert Einstein a very courageous man for what he did and how he stood up against the society that was a lot of small-minded people that didn't think his theories had anything to them. And, Einstein, one thing I learned about him recently is that he wasn't that great at math. is that amazing? So, but he's going to lead physics. He's not that great at math, right? How do you do it? Well, he got others to do the math. Right. He was courageous enough to, and that's courage combined with wisdom. He was wise enough to say, this is my greatest strength. Let me find somebody who's better than me at this. But he had the courage to actually see himself for who he was and see his weaknesses and see his strengths and be able to act upon them through courage.
So what's your thought about you know, again, because I'm still kind of in this, because we don't think, at least I don't, I mean, I don't think in terms of courage, meaning I don't, that isn't my go-to. I'm not sure why. I don't know if that's part of just my life. It was never a thing that I ever thought about. But for all of the guys, everybody out there that's listening that wants to connect to this concept in a way that is practical to them, what causes us to invoke it? Do we invoke it? Is it a natural response to environment, or is it something we call upon?
Well, it's something we call upon. And listen, most people think the external world shapes their lives, but it can't be further from the truth. Our internal world shapes our life, and the external world is a result of that. So within our own hearts, it's like, you know, Walt Disney said, I think, you know, that all dreams can come true if you have courage, right? So when you step into that place of being courageous, that place, that energy, that you feel, well, okay, you know, just for today, I'm going to be unstoppable. Just for today, I'm going to have a fantastic life. Just for today, I'm going to be happy. You know, in this moment, I'm going to have the answers. And isn't that interesting? Because we do these shows like this. We're really just, I'm not scripted out here. We're talking,
right?
And the answers come. The answers come for all of us when we step into this vibration, this energy, this field, this state, whatever we call this, of courage. They come through us. They're not about us. We're not tapping into... We're past tuning into just the subconscious mind to get the answers from the subconscious. We're tuning into what we call the superconscious mind. That's where courage dwells, is in the superconscious mind. Albert Einstein once said, I guess I'm quoting him today. hi, Albert, are you here? Yes.
Okay. He's apparently here. Yes.
He said, You can't change a problem with the mind that created it, right? You have to step into higher realms of consciousness. He also said, "All I want to know about the thoughts of God, the rest are detail." What are the quote thoughts of God? That's in the superconscious realm. And then how do we tap into that? Well, we did that earlier with your meditation. That's one primary way to get still, silence the mind. The other important way to step into it is asking courageous questions, that will take us out of our comfort zone. And once you get out of your comfort zone, now you're in the zone, right? Now you're in this other zone. You've never been there before. And that's when you start to tune into higher realms of consciousness, because your subconscious mind doesn't know how to go about that. You've not been there. I always tell somebody, Pete, my coaching class, I've been coaching for 26 years. I tell them, listen, every day, try to do one thing you've never done before. Maybe it's tasting a new food you've never seen or done. You have to start looking now. Where's the food at the grocery store I've never eaten? Okay. Yeah. You know, maybe it's getting on a talk show. I've never been on there, one of those before. Maybe I need to be on Ken and Jim's talk show. Yeah, okay, let's go do that. One thing you've never done before. Why do I say that? Because it takes courage to do that. Courage gets you out of your comfort zone. It takes you into a higher state of consciousness. And when you stretch, you don't go back. You keep stretching.
That's one of the amazing things I find about, and I talk about that with my clients all the time, is what you got to understand, guys, is when you cross that threshold, there's no going back. You don't, you know, the damage you would have to do to yourself to undo that clarity would kill you. It's not worth it. Yeah. So one of the other things that struck me as I was in this thinking about courage process and this contemplating courage was courage that brought us to this time and space reality. Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, interesting. Mm-hmm. We were born of courage in that regard. Mm-hmm. We came into this physical reality. That had to have taken something to be willing to come here with completely forgetting who you are, completely remembering of all that we are, and then traversing this incredible journey to learn about it in a different form, in a physical form, as opposed to a non-physical form.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that idea?
I think courage is a natural state of being. So when we're in the astral and other planes, that, you know, it's a lot more natural than it is here. So to go, yeah, okay, now it's time to come back to the earth plane because this is the only place that I can learn what I need to learn to grow, to evolve, develop, and become the soul, the God self that I am. Yes, I'm going to go in there. I don't think I'm sure it takes courage for some to come back, but a lot of it's just like, okay, you know, this is what I need to do, and I want to go do that. Now, I don't think everybody has conscious choice in that. Just like today, a lot of people are running and, you know, they're sleepwalking. Okay. Yeah. They just are. They're just sleepwalking. That's okay. That's where they are. They're evolved. You know, they're evolving at the level they need to evolve until they wake to another level. Yes. I was there. You were there. Now we're at another level. This isn't the end all be all level. We'll be at higher states of consciousness.
It continues to grow and amazing.
Yeah, we will, as long as we have courage, as long as we tune into it and refine our courage. We have to refine it. And it's with anything. If you want to build muscle, right, you go to the gym, you work out, you get a trainer, you get somebody to help you. If you want to have more courage, you pick up a book like mine, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius.
Here, we'll throw it up.
You focus your energies on courage every day. By the end of the year, you will have developed more courage. In other words, you will see things a lot differently because you are now in a higher state of consciousness.
Yeah. What a great thing that tool, that book will be too for many people because – like you said, sometimes you need the handhold. Sometimes you need the escort to say, okay, today I'm going to take a step today, and then I'm going to take a step tomorrow, and then I'm going to take a step the next day. And each day builds that, which we talked about earlier. It builds the self-esteem. It builds the confidence in understanding the more of who we are rather than diminishing who we are. Yeah. And so that's a
powerful. You know, that book, listen, if you take your mind – and you take your mind and you immerse it in daily courage, daily wisdom, daily success strategies that you will take once a day. Okay. If you do that for a year, you do it for 30 days, you're going to be different. Yes. But imagine what your life would be like for a year. I have to tell you, it took a lot of courage and a lot of fortitude and a lot of commitment for me to go through my own book for a year.
No doubt.
Life happens to all of us, bud, you know? You know, things happen. There were days that I committed to journal for 1 year about the book every single day. So there were days, the times I went like 10 days without journaling. I'm like, okay, what do I do now? Do I just let it go? No, heck no. I just catch up and go on to the next one and learn from that experience, right? Yeah. It took courage to sit down and go, I'm not going to give up. I'm never giving up. I'm going to take this. That's my commitment. So it takes courage to keep our commitments. It takes courage to let go of procrastination. It takes courage to step into our dreams that we really want to have. You know, we're coming to the end of the year here. I'm not sure when this is going to play, but I will say this, that this is the time. It takes courage to inventory our year, what worked, what didn't work, what fears, what worries, what concerns do I want to dump and not bring into the next year? And what is my vision for the future? Right. It's not about what the world's doing, what, you know, they can have that all the germs and pandemics in the world can be there. It's what you're doing. How are you stepping into you and how are you going to have the most amazing 2021 ever? Right. That's what courage is about.
One other little piece here before, because we're running out the last minute here, but I want to that reminds me of the about courage. Courage is not about fighting. Right. Courage is not about this. Courage is about showing up, correct? Courage is about stepping into more of who we are, which is not about doing battle with the world. It's not about doing battle with competition. It's not about they got more, I got less. It is the embodiment of the greatness of who we are applied and focused to things that we don't yet fully understand or fully comprehend or fully know about.
Well, like I said, courage with discernment is what we need. So if you're a woman and you're in a dark alley and there's five guys around you, you better fight. Okay. You better get out of there. but in the general sense, what you're saying is true.
That's a different animal altogether. Anyway, that's a fight or flight situation that I don't equate with courage because there is a chemical change in the body that occurs in that situation that is about the body going superhuman. that to me is a whole different animal.
So what I do believe is this, though. In fact, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, just came out today and said it. He said, we need courageous people with wisdom. You know, if you have a courageous person and they're out there and they got a lot of courage, that's good. But if you got somebody to combine it with wisdom, that's better. That's what we need. We need experienced people with wisdom to guide our country, to guide our families, to guide our communities, right? Hey, listen, this isn't, if you're hearing this, this isn't somebody else. Right. You're called to step into your courage and be that leader.
It's an important and a very important distinction because, guys, the other thing to understand is that while we have this platform that we have created for ourselves, that work never ends. You know, when I came to sit down with Ken today, I had to step into a bigger thing because I had to get into a greater space for myself because I respect Ken. Ken has done a lot of things in his life that I've yet to do. And we're on very different paths. But even in this context, you have a foundation. I have this platform. I have this whole apparatus set up to do this. But I every day have to step in a new way to continue this process forward. So that question of what would courage do is such a valuable question for everybody out there when you're looking to evolve, when you're going to evolve anyway, but if you want to evolve consciously, if you want to see your growth consciously happening, that what would courage do is such a great tool to help you in those moments where you're at the threshold of something you have no idea what's on the other side of. And it happens a lot in the consciousness process, because as you move up that spiral, you're coming to a new place in the spiral, may look exactly like where you were, but it's a different energetic space. So now you have to step into that and the courage that it takes to let yourself go there when what you think you know is all behind you. Big distinction. So Ken, I can't thank you enough for being here. If there's anything you would love to say in the last, what do we have here? Oh, we got a minute. If there's anything you'd love to say, I'd like to say in closing about this whole concept of courage, I'd love to hear it.
Well, you know, one of the questions I ask people on my show is, what's your message to the world? So I'm going to tell you my message to the world right now.
I like that.
My message is this. It's that whatever you see that seems to be a challenge for you, let courage be your guide. Whatever relationship that isn't working for you, let courage guide your way. Whatever love isn't working in your life, let courage be your light. You know, if you see people that are down and out and they're hurting and they need your support, let courage walk you to them and through them. You know, if you're in a place where you feel like the whole world is falling apart, let courage be your way out, and it will be your way out.
Yeah.
Just let courage be your guide. Okay.
Beautiful. Again, one more time here, I'm going to put this up for everybody to see. So Ken, he's got a summit coming up on the 16th. The couragetochange.us is where you will find information about that and where you can register for that. And I also brought the Voices of Courage.us, which is Ken's show, is Voices of Courage on this network, E360 TV. You can see him on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock Pacific time.
Yes, it is.
I'm in Colorado.
We should know that. Listen, man, I want to thank you for all you do, and you're making a difference in this world, Jim. What a beautiful show you've created, and I love doing this with you. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
Great having you. I loved having you here, and I appreciate you being here. We're going to end today. www.adventuresintruth.com. Learn more about the show. Order my book. Find out about the Science of Transformation, my program. And we will look forward to seeing you next time. Have an amazing weekend, everybody. Ken, you're the best. Thank you for being here. And we will see you all next time. Thanks, everybody. We're running to the end.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, You can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.